Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday morning to all you fine folks out there watching on Bally Sports Live and MLB.tv. You're looking at Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida, set of today's ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Tampa Tarpons, who are the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. A little Subway South series for you, the single-A version, which we've dubbed the Sunshine Series between these two teams. We have game two of a six-game series for you coming up. First pitch at 11:10 a.m. on Education Day at the ballpark, an annual event here in Port St. Lucie. Welcome to the broadcast booth, Adam McDonald, alongside Jake Ricker. Jake, what a great first game for the St. Lucie Mets last night. 17-6 winners, and just about 12 hours later, they roll back in, trying to keep those bats hot.
Really could not have gone any better for St. Lucie on Tuesday night. The bats were absolutely fantastic. Pitching was pretty solid as well, and now they're trying to carry over that momentum. And there's a lot of noise in the ballpark today with all these kids here, so hopefully the Mets can harness some of that momentum and keep the bats going, stay hot.
Mets have played really well lately. They're now 5-5 in the season. They've won four of their last six games. This has been a spot in St. Lucie the last couple of weeks where we've had a lot of rehab players, minor league and major leaguers alike, including Jeff McNeil, who has three hits in his three rehab games with St. Lucie. Not in the lineup today, but Jeff, former St. Lucie Met, 2015 Florida State League All-Star, gracious enough to join the pregame show yesterday for an interview. We'll roll that now. We thank Jeff for taking time out of his busy day yesterday to speak with Jake for the pregame show. They're the umpires for today's game. Jose Sandoval calling balls and strikes behind home plate. We do have the challenge system in effect. The Mets and the Tarpons 0-for-3 combined last night. Reed Hoover is the base umpire. The Mets come into today's ballgame with a 5-5 record. The Tampa Tarpons also 5-5. There's a logjam of 5-5 teams in the Florida State League. Six teams are 5-5, including Daytona, Jupiter, and St. Lucie, all two games behind Palm Beach in the East Division. The Cardinals 7-3, the defending champs off to a good start. Over in the West, Clearwater 6-4 in first place alone. Then Fort Myers, Lakeland, Tampa, all 5-5, one game back. Dunedin 4-6, two out. And Bradenton 3-7, three out. Other games around the Florida State League today. We're the only morning or afternoon game. Lakeland at Dunedin at 6:05. Clearwater at Palm Beach, 6:30. Jupiter at Daytona, 6:35. And Bradenton at Fort Myers, the late game, 7:05. Today's starting pitching matchup features Nate Doan for the St. Lucie Mets. St. Lucie's opening day starter will now make his third start of the young season. 22 years old from Zionsville, Indiana. He was the Mets' third-round pick last year out of Mississippi State. His two games this season, very similar. Game one, 3 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs. Last week at Lakeland, 3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs as well. He will be opposed by Danny Flatt, a 20-year-old from Somerville, South Carolina, drafted out of the high school ranks in South Carolina in the 14th round of 2023 by the Yankees.
I'm excited to see what Doan will be able to do today. He's been excellent in his first two starts, holding a 5.68 ERA on the season and 6 1/3 innings pitched. He has 6 strikeouts on the young season as well. Mets have made a couple of defensive mistakes behind him in his first two starts. They've been better as of late. So if he can continue to pitch the way he has, and the Mets can be solid defensively, should be in for a good start for St. Lucie.
Just a gorgeous day for baseball. Scoreboard temperature right now reads 75. Have some cloud cover. We'll warm up to about 80 degrees at some point today, but we might be done by then. St. Lucie Mets coming out on Education Day to a rousing applause by the screaming school kids on Education Day. Everybody else trickling out of the dugouts as we are set for the national anthem. We will pause for that, and when we come back, we're going to have first pitch in game two of this six-game series between the Mets and the Tarpons. With that, it's go time for the Mets and the Tarpons. Game two of this six-game series getting ready to commence on the annual Education Day game at Clover Park. Mets starting pitcher Nate Doan back at home for the first time since opening night, where he took a loss, tough loss, 3 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Following week, over in Lakeland, 3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 4 strikeouts for the third rounder out of Mississippi State, the highest drafted player on the Mets pitching staff. Starting lineup for the visiting Tarpons. Top prospect on the team, Roderick Arias, will lead off again. Edwin Perez bat second, Brian Sanchez third. Dylan Lewis up to the cleanup spot. Austin Green makes his series debut, as does Hans Montero. Juan Matthews at third. Josue Gonzalez at eighth, and Duncan Pastor, who finished the game on the mound, position player pitching alert last night, will be the DH, and he bats ninth. As for the Mets defense, Jake will swing you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for St. Lucie, in left field, it's Jonathan Henriquez. In center, A.J. Ewing, and in right, rehabber Jared Young, who was electric last night, going 3 for 3 with a huge home run. And then on the infield, from third to first, it's Trey Snyder, Jeremy Rodriguez, Kevin Villavicencio, who returns to the St. Lucie Mets, Trace Wilhoit at first, Andrew Battery is Nate Doan, and Vincent Perozzo catching behind the plate.
Last night in the top of the first inning, Tampa scored first, helped out by an error and a hit. The Mets quickly erased that, went on their way to the 17-6 victory. That's the most runs the Mets have scored in a game since the final game before last year's All-Star break. Jake, you recall that 17-0 win over the Lakeland Flying Tigers sent the boys off to a nice 4-day break. That's also last night, 4 home runs. They entered the day with 4 total on the season, so they doubled it up. Here is Arias to lead things off for Tampa. Went 0-for-3 with the walk and a run last night. Nate Doan set for his third start of the season. Here comes the first pitch of the morning. It's a fastball for strike one, and we're underway right on time, 11:10 a.m. 75 degrees and partly cloudy at Clover Park today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Breaking ball, hammered foul, and it's nothing and two.
Well, I believe, Adam, that is the first official right-on-time start we've had this year.
At least at home, I think we snuck in an on-time start once in late. 0-2. Gnome set the pitch home. Right in there for strike three. Fastball at 93 miles per hour. Arias down looking, a three-pitch strikeout. Remember how the Tarpons offense finished last night's game. Three pitches, three outs in the top of the ninth. They really didn't muster much from the fifth inning and beyond.
And now three pitches for three strikeouts. Can't start much better than that.
Edgleen Perez next, and he will take a slider down. Perez, 0-4 last night, reached on an error in the first inning and scored. Gomes pitch is flown out to right center. Ewing on the move. Around two to make the catch. And Perez is retired. Swirling wind today. Yesterday it was blowing out to right, which certainly helpful for the offenses. And today it's going out to right, coming in from right, kind of moving around out there. We'll monitor the situation. Brian Sanchez comes up and takes a fastball low for ball one.
I'd say the wind is blowing a little bit harder than it was yesterday as well. We can feel it up here in the booth. It is a nice breeze.
Almost cold up here, Jake. 1-0 pitch is grounded right to the shortstop, Rodriguez. Goes to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Nate Dome to start. What does the Mets offense have in store for us after a 17-run outburst yesterday? Find out after the break. A lot of campers here at Clover Park. Woo, woo. Some yellow shirts, too. As we get set for the bottom of the first, here's how the Mets stack up offensively today. It's going to be Jeremy Rodriguez to lead it off. Got on base a few times yesterday. Moved to the top spot. Colin Houck with his best day of the young season. A homer and a triple in his first two innings yesterday. Jared Young fell a triple shy of the cycle yesterday. A.J. Ewing, quiet night offensively yesterday. Strange after a 17-run outburst. Trace Wilhoit, two-homer game yesterday. Snyder, Henriquez, Barroso, and Villavicencio round up the lineup as Danny Flatt pitches for the Tarpons, the 20-year-old from Somerville, South Carolina, making his second start of the season, pitched last Wednesday at Fort Myers. Here is Rodriguez. First pitch to him. Fastball for strike one. Pressure's on Flatt here. After yesterday's starter, Andrew Landry, can only get an inning of third under his belt before being knocked out of the game, giving up 10 runs. 0-1 curveball is low. Situation so dire for Tampa in game one, had to finish the game with a position player on the mound, so they could use a good outing from Flatt, although even starting pitchers early this season not going very deep into games, understandably so. Everybody gets stretched out. 1-1 pitch is spot off.
and see how aggressive the Mets are early in this game. Able to score a couple of runs in the first inning last night, and then the offense really exploded in the second. And a key part of that was their aggressiveness.
Here's a liner up the middle, and Rodriguez has himself a base hit to start the morning. The Mets yesterday pounded out 14 hits, two off their season high, and right away, Jeremy Rodriguez pokes a single into center right through the pie slice.
That's just what I'm talking about with the aggressiveness. Pitch in the strike zone, Mets are swinging away. It wasn't even a full swing from Rodriguez, but he got a nice, clean plane, got it right up the middle. It's a base hit.
Colin Houck takes a breaking ball high. Houck yesterday hit a triple in the first inning, a home run in the second inning, falling behind in the count 0-2 both times, but rallying back. Even a couple of the outs he made, really hard hit baseballs. Rodriguez trying to steal. No throw from Perez. And Houck will take ball two. Good read by Rodriguez. Nice secondary lead and took the jump. Houck saw it out of the corner of his eye, and he was not going to swing no matter what. Let the free pass take place. Houck laid on a fastball, and it's 2-1.
It's a good cut by Houck. You know he would love to continue his hot streak after yesterday. Led off the game with a triple in his first plate appearance.
Houck fouls back to fastball at 93, two balls and two strikes. Did think yesterday that starter for Tampa, Andrew Landry, was solid with his fastball, but the Mets were just battering the breaking ball. Flat doesn't stick with the heater in these situations. And Perez wants it high. And Houck will spoil it off to the right foul. Stay alive at 2-2. Houck, the Mets' first round pick a couple of years ago from Parkview High School in Georgia. Same high school that produced Jeff Francoeur. And 2-2 pitch and swings and misses at the slider. Houck down on strikes for the first out of the inning.
It's a nice pitch to Houck, slider that just breaks just enough outside the zone where it looks tempting for a hitter up until the last second. Hard one to lay off for Houck.
Now Jared Young, who's on a heater in this rehab assignment, 4-for-9 with the home run and a double. Both those hits yesterday. Home run very impressive. The boardwalk on the top of the berm as Flat looks back to second. Yeah, he carried it over the grass, landed it onto the concrete by the grill on the hill. Young will foul and off to the left. That will reach the stands. Well, Jared Young was signed by the Mets in December. Non-roster invite to spring training. A Canadian who has a handful of games in his career in the majors with the Cubs. 22 games with the Chicago Cubs, 2022 and 23. 0-1 pitch is a ball high. And Young split last year in AAA Memphis, the Cardinals organization, and Doosan in the KBO. Put up good numbers in the KBO. 326 in 38 games with 16 doubles and 10 homers. And he's got major pop. Rehabbing a left calf strain. Flat steps off. That's disengagement number two. One more, and it's a ball. changeup fades too far. Three balls and a strike. And after yesterday, flat pitching Young very carefully. Rodriguez trying to steal third. Young flies him in the left. Rodriguez tagging back. It will be caught by Lewis for the second out of the inning. After Rodriguez singled and stole second at the start of this inning, he's still on second base with two outs. And that'll leave it to A.J. Ewing. They're in the same situation that last night managed a two-out RBI single. Trying to put the Mets on the board early. And the Mets had all those hits and runs yesterday, but Ewing not as involved as you might think for a guy who's blistering hot. 1-for-4, the RBI hit. And a walk and a run as well. So still a solid night for A.J. Cleanup spot this afternoon and morning. And A.J. Ewing rips a ball into right center field. Down for a hit. Here comes Rodriguez to score. Ewing chugging the second with the stand-up double. It's 1-0 Mets.
And there you go. Just as we said, maybe A.J. didn't have his best game last night, he starts this one off with an RBI double. Great job by A.J. to stay aggressive, driving that 180 right center. Easy double with his speed.
And for as impressive as a season as he is having, the best part of it is the two-out hitting with runners in scoring position. Those are the clutch situations, and he continually comes through. Now Trace Wilhoit, the multi-homer game yesterday. At the plate, Ewing trying to steal third, and he will uncontested. He got a massive jump. He could have walked to third base. The headlong dive in there. Look at him go. Yeah, just great timing. And with that curveball, there's no chance for Perez, the catcher. And that's 2-for-2 in stolen bases this inning. That's number 5 in the season for Ewing. Wilhoit shoots the ball into center field. On the move is Sanchez. He runs into it for out number 3. And a good start for the St. Lucie offense. A run in the first on the Ewing double. 1-0 Mets going to the second. For Nate Dome, it was a 7-pitch first inning. It's coming off the Hoss Brewer 3-pitch ninth inning yesterday. So Tampa eager swingers in the series. Dylan Lewis will lead it off. Dome's first pitch. Changeup, ball 1. That's a 1-0 lead early in this Education Day game. Lewis skies a ball into center field. Ewing looping back, now in with the win, makes the play. Four batters, four outs for Doan on nine pitches. Austin Green next. Green did not play in the series opener. First pitch, fastball up and in for ball one. Green, 14th round pick from Diana, Texas. Last season by the Yankees. Pop one up left side. It might be playable. It's close, and it's caught. Nice snare there by Snyder. Wynn pushing that one back onto the warning track. Trey makes the play. Handshake for the third base coach there. It's Josie Alvarez, Tampa defensive coach. It's the third base spot. Trey, very nice young man. Treats everybody very respectfully. Five up, five down, and 11 pitches now for Doan. And this is a ground ball in the hole. Nice scoop by Rodriguez. The throw is a little late. He gets it away in time. Doan. 12 pitches, 6 outs, 2 perfect innings. Tampa swinging early and often. Go to the home second. 1-0 St. Lucie. Classify this under things that may only interest me. See the golf balls there at PGA. PGA, I'll be out there this afternoon for this game. Doesn't get dark till late, so you can whack a little white ball around. Mets have been whacking the little white ball around the last couple of days. Trey Snyder will take strike one. Trey got in the game late yesterday, subbing in for Jeff McNeil. Came up to the plate once, took a walk. As Danny Flatt goes back to work, giving up the two-out RBI double to A.J. Ewing. Ewing's third double of the season. But yes, classify this as things that may only interest me, but the Tampa Tarpons offensively, the last three innings, the first two today and the last one yesterday, they've sent nine batters to the plate, nine batters have made outs, and it's only taken Mets pitchers 15 pitches. Snyder belts one in the center field, and he becomes the latest Met in this series to collect a hit. Remember, all the starters yesterday for St. Lucie recorded a hit. Snyder on board with the single. Yeah, 12 pitches today for Dome. It was a three-pitch ninth inning for Haas Brewer yesterday. I don't think I've ever seen that in the Florida State League game. A big cut and miss by Henriquez, who got the Little League home run yesterday. A two-run single in the eighth inning. He went up to second on a throw home. Ball kicked into the Mets dugout. He got two bases out of that, so around he came. five-run eighth. Mets trying to steal on Perez. Here's the throw. Too late. Snyder keeps the left foot on the bag. Mets 3-for-3 in stolen bases in the early going. Rodriguez, Ewing, and Snyder all moving up. Aggressive base running by St. Lucie in this game. And credit to the hitters for taking the pitches. 1-1, Henriquez takes ball two. Henriquez, two hits yesterday. Two runs scored and two RBI. Lays off the changeup. And we have our first challenge of the day. This one might be a win by Perez. It is. Look at that. First winning challenge of the series. Well, that close. That moves the count to two balls and two strikes. And Tampa retains both challenges. Ball inside. Good save by Perez. That'll keep Snyder at second base, and it's a full count. Tampa and St. Lucie meeting for the second of six games this week, second of 12 total. Mets will head over to Tampa in August to play on that side field next to Steinbrenner Field for six games. Three and two, pitch clock winding down. Flat gets it off, and it's a breaking ball that misses for ball four. And no challenge this time as that pitch clearly outside. Well, the first two Mets have reached in the second. This was the inning yesterday in which the Mets basically put the game to bed and scored eight runs, took an 11-1 lead. And Tampa did get it to 11-6 in the middle of the game. Down by 10 runs, way too much to overcome. Vincent Perozzo off to just a tremendous start this season. With Iverson Gutierrez, the primary catcher for St. Lucie, he caught last night, so Perozzo gets the day game. And so Francisco Alvarez catching three games, so Perozzo's been used here and there at catcher, has played some first base, but swinging a good bat. He's been very aggressive. As he takes ball one. That running play last week in Lakeland, where he was a runner at third base, ground ball to the drawn-in defense. They checked him, and he took off anyways and beat the throw back home by the first baseman. Inspiring play. And lobs one foul here. It's always good to see a player like Perozzo, who's been in single A in St. Lucie for a long time, making that leap forward. Rosa lays off the high pitch, and it's 2-1. That's yesterday, up and down the lineup, quality at bats, even the outs were well struck. Good swings. Trying to roll that over today. So far, so good. Perozzo takes another close pitch. The fastball at 91. Not giving an inch. Perozzo, in his first four games, is 5-for-13. And the game on Saturday night with a double and triple over at Joker Marchant Stadium. He'll be looking for a pitch to it here with a 3-1 count. Both runners take off. Perozzo is going to take a called strike, and once again, no throw from Perez to make that stolen bases 4 and 5 in the game. And Snyder and Henriquez. So 2 in scoring position with no outs. Perozzo uses the timeout. The Tampa defense will move in. Now the Mets, for last night's game and in their homework, have seen something that's allowing them to just run freely. Payoff pitch to Perozzo, and he hammers it down the line, foul. A little too quick. Now, Mets were picked on in the running game in the opening weekend series against Jupiter as the Hammerhead stole 17 bases and 19 tries. Lakeland very successful as well, but the Mets are on the fun side of it today, running at will. Another payoff coming to Perozzo. Flat delivers, and Perozzo lops it foul, and that's going to reach the seats. Up there into the Cutwater corner. And a bonus Silver Slugger day. They don't get the free hot dog. They're parking and admission taken care of. Yesterday's crowd, 1,845 folks, most of those Silver Sluggers. 3-2 on Perozzo. It's the third payoff pitch. Breaking ball. Missed high. We have a challenge. This is going to be ball four or a strikeout. And it looks like it's going to be a strikeout. Oh, denied. Denied. And you know what? Looking at the stat cast, that pitch was half a ball in the strike zone. For some reason, Jose Sandoval, the umpire, didn't allow it. So instead of an out, it's going to be a walk. And actually, they've just updated it. That pitch might have been a tad high. Either way, it's a free pass. Now Kevin Avila-Vicencio, first pitch swinging, a pop-up into shallow center, charging in as Sanchez. He will make the catch. No tag from Snyder. So Kevin Avila-Vicencio in his first bat at bat back in St. Lucie after swapping affiliates with Jesus Baez, flies out. And as a much-needed first out for Danny Flatt. Back to the top, and Rodriguez. The infield will stay in on the corners, back defense in the middle, hoping for a double play ball as Rodriguez takes the ball high. 1-0 Mets, bases loaded, no outs is now bases loaded, one out. Rodriguez fights one off, foul out to the left. And it's 1-1. Big opportunity here for the Mets for their 8-run second inning yesterday. First ball misses. And yeah, confirming that ball four to Perozzo. It was in the strike zone. Challenge was denied. Apparently requested too late. The 2-1 pitch gets in the strike zone. It's 2-2. Rodriguez a single and a run at the first inning. Colin Houck is on deck. Rodriguez flies it into left field. Chasing back is Lewis. Should be deep enough to get a run in. A throw is going to go to the infield. Scampering home is Trey Snyder, and it's 2-0 St. Lucie. Nice two-strike hitting from Jeremy Rodriguez to manufacture a run. That's a win for both sides as Flatt, bases loaded, no outs, has now got two outs and only surrendering one run. Having to get those. Jeremy Rodriguez, another good at bat. His best at bats seem to come when he's got the two strike count. really locks in. First and second, and Houck is up. Collins struck out in a slider in the first inning. No one count here. A big opportunity for the Mets to start this inning. Scratched across one run. Now relying on Colin Houck to pick up the slack with the two-out hit. Big cut and a miss on the high fastball. He's down to count nothing and two. Two. Slider rolled over to the third baseman Matthews. Sets, throws to first. Good stretch by Gonzalez. Secure out number three, and that was a nice recovery by Flat in the inning. Mets load the bases, score once, but miss an opportunity to add to the lead. It's 2-0 St. Lucie through two. All those happy kids. Well, they're not in the classroom, they're not in school, they're at the ballpark. What a great treat for them. Bringing a lot of energy today. The weather is perfect for Education Day. High 70s, breezy, some cloud cover. Everybody's staying hydrated. The free swinging Tarpons hit a fly ball into shallow right center. Villavicencio handles that. His second base spot. That was Juan Matthews. So the last two batters, Montero and Matthews, out on two pitches combined. This is something else. Does that make the last 10 batters by the Tarpons in the series out on 16 pitches? My goodness. Man, somebody's got to take one. And this is Josue Gonzalez doing just that. Especially, you know, after your pitchers have been out there for some long innings. You got to give them a breather. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. And last night, the bottom of the eighth, the Mets scored 5 runs. There were 6 walks in the inning. That inning in real time, I think, took around 20, 25 minutes. And the top of the ninth took about 30 seconds. So at least Tampa didn't have to run a pitcher out there for the bottom of the ninth. But that's Flat and to really work there. Oh, look who it is. Clutch. Who's in that clutch costume? 0-1-2 pitch. It's fouled off by Gonzalez. If you look up here in the booth, there's an empty chair there. No Jake Ricker. Who could have been in the clutch costume then? He's a man. Find a man that can do it all. 1-2 pitches high. That's a super utility player right there. broadcasting, running social media, being the mascot. Two-two, breaking ball is crushed foul. Way out to the left. Major League half field back there. Some of the Silver Sluggers. Cutwater corner. A long at bat for Josue Gonzalez. The 2-2 pitch. Foul off another. And Nate Dome. 7 up, 7 down. As he's putting together his best game in his early St. Lucie career. His third pro start. Drafted third round out of Mississippi State last year. Did not pitch upon being drafted. Everybody wants their photo with Clutch. 2-2. Fister on the infield, and that's going to be caught by Wilhoit. Good read on that. Eight batters. Been retired today by Dome. As this jam shot flutters out there. Easy play for Trace. And Duncan Pastore, who finished the game on the mound yesterday with the scoreless third of an inning. Had to finish out the game for Tampa. He's the DH and nine hitter today. He takes strike one. And then dribbles one out to second. Villavicencio is going to have to throw to Dome. And he's got it. That secures another 1-2-3 inning. Nate Dome has retired the side in order in each of his three innings. Perfect first time through the lineup. Mets maintain their 2-0 lead. Adam McDonald back with you on Valley Sports Live from Clover Park. There's Jake Ricker. So he's with you in a way. He'll be back on the broadcast at some point. Unless everybody in this building wants to take a picture with him, which might be the case. Jake's a good sport, isn't he? Making kids happy. Here's Jared Young, 0 for 1. Flyout coming off the huge game yesterday with the single double homer. Looking at his last rehab game with the St. Lucie Mets. The rehabbers start to clear out. Still a few hanging around. The 1-1. Let's see how much longer Jeff McNeil is with us. Off today. Francisco Alvarez up to Double A Binghamton yesterday, got hit in the hand, did homer in the game, eventually came out. Cole Dan Redding, Pennsylvania. That pitch is over for a strike. It's 2-2. Drew Gilbert back in Triple A Syracuse. So turning to a sense of normalcy. Last lot of rehabs to start this season. 2-2 to Young, and he will take low. It was a long bottom of the second for Danny Flatt. Bases loaded, no outs. He gets out of it, allowing just one run, keeping the Tarpons from striking distance. And that's a really made him work, though. Here's the 48th pitch, the 50th pitch, rather, of the day. 3-2, and Young, check swing, did he go? Nope. Reed Hoover signaling that, and the Mets have now worked three walks today. They worked 11 yesterday, and was good at bats, up and down the lineup. And A.J. Ewing, the early offensive star for St. Lucie, already with an RBI double today. Back up. First pitch breaking ball. Mets have stolen five bases in the first two innings. Jared Young on rehab with the calf injury. Wonder if he would try to test. Flat takes a peek over. 0-1. Taking low for a ball, 1-1. Ewing, look out, takes ball two. Changeup nearly hits him in the leg. Ewing now batting .441 on the season. Pitch is high. Ewing came in with 12 RBI, third most in the league. He's up to 13 now. That's the second best offensive team in the league at the moment, trailing the Palm Beach Cardinals, who are by far runaway number one, as Ewing hits it out to the left. Palm Beach, by nature, the way Cardinals do things, an older club, more college position players. Helps their offense. They've hit 14 home runs on the year in their 10 games. 3-2 coming to Ewing, and he will hit it to left. That's falling fast, and it's in for another hit. A.J. Ewing won't stop, can't stop. He's 2-for-2. And here come the Mets again after Ewing makes it first and second. Low to the bases, no outs last inning. Really couldn't muster much after that, but a walk and a single. And, you know, after last night's game, that's 14 hits, 17 runs. You wonder that, you know, they're just going to roll the bed, roll out of bed, and come right to the ballpark. Could they keep it going? And the answer for the early part is, yeah, a run in each inning, up to four hits now, as Trace Wilhoit is at the plate. Bullpen gets busy for the Tarpons as the curveball comes in for a strike. You go back to Saturday night, the Mets scored 10 runs. The offense was electric again on Saturday night in Lakeland, but then only one run the next day. So, and that was a day game at 12. So you really never know if that offense will switch over to the next day as Wilhoit loops one foul. And you have a young team. You just don't know what you're going to get on a day-to-day basis, which is okay. It's part of growing up in baseball. It happens at all levels, really. And so far, so good for this Mets offense as Wilhoit is behind 0-2 and lays off the slider. Trace 0-for-1 with the sharp line out the center. Flat may be coming towards the end of his day. 60th pitch. And Wilhoit cuts on it and misses for out number one. That's the second strikeout for Flat. Lead to Trace Snyder. Young remains on second, Ewing on first. Snyder, a single and a run in the second. And at the last moment, a timeout as Aaron Bossy, the manager for the Tarpons, pops out of the dugout. It looks like that's going to do it for Danny Flatt. And it will. So Flatt is out, and new pitcher coming in with one out, runners on first and second in the third inning. Mets leading 2-0. Sean Herrmann, Yankees 14th round pick in 2021 out of Plant City, right there next door to Tampa. He will take over facing Trey Snyder. First and second, one out. And that delivery pumps in a strike. Game number three this season for Herrmann. He's been good so far, short sample size. One pitch is chopped to the left side, foul. Herrmann in his two games this year has picked up a win and has a hold. 4 2/3, 2 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Pitching against Lakeland on opening night and Tampa at Fort Myers last Thursday. 0-2 to Snyder. First, the disengagement. But Tampa's relief pitching was solid yesterday until the ninth, or bottom of the eighth, rather. Where Landry couldn't make it through the second inning. Started. 0-2 pitch, and Snyder whips it into center field. Sanchez on the move to his left, makes the catch, and guns it to third base to hold Young. So the first two Mets reach base, but the next two are out. Remains first and second for Henriquez. The Mets putting themselves in good positions the last two innings. And not executing the runners in scoring position. That drops them to 1-for-7. Runners in scoring position, 0-for-the-last-6. And Henriquez turned that around. It's a slider for strike one. Henriquez drew a walk in the second inning. That's trying to make it. So the offense has a run in each of the first three innings. Henriquez gets a piece of this. Foul tip strike one. Dominguez swings and misses. That was actually strike three, so the Mets miss out on an opportunity. First and second, nobody on, the next three down in order, so the lead remains 2-0 after three. We're watching the Mets on Valley Sports Live. Nate Dome has been dominating for the Mets on the mound. Three perfect innings, 23 pitches, 16 strikes. Just attacking hitters, weak contact. The Tarpons, the best they can say is they have made contact, because except for this man, Arias, everybody put the ball in play. Arias struck out. First pitch, and it's a first pitch swing and a line drive deep to right. Fair ball into the corner. Ball kicks around. Young will dig it out. Arias will hold that second as the Tarpons have their first hit of the afternoon. It's a leadoff double in the fourth for Roderick Arias, the top prospect on the team. Say this for the Tampa Tarpons, on the ropes, on the mound early. Wiggled out of the big jam in the second and then the third, and now they're in a position to tighten this game up. Time is called as the bat boy runs off with Arias' equipment. Edgeline Perez, the batter, 0-for-1 at the fly out to center. Batting as the tying run, takes this pitch inside a fastball at 90 miles per hour. So Dome dealing with this first base runner. See how he responds from the stretch here. High fastball on appeal. No swing. Two balls, no strikes. Drive out of play on another fastball at 92 miles per hour. Perez hitting just a .121 on the season. It's been a tough early going for the Tarpons. Offensively hitting .197 as a team. Arias trying to steal third. The throw by Perozzo goes down the line, and that's going to bring in a run, and it's 2-1. Perozzo trying to say there might have been interference there by the batter, Perez. Here comes Luis Rivera. And Sandoval's, is he going to send him back? Jose Sandoval, the umpire's looking around. First it looked like he was going to talk to Reed Hoover, the base umpire. Now he's going to talk to Bossy, the manager. I think they might send him back. Yep. Arias will go back. Let's see. Interference there on the batter Perez. Well, Mets catch a break there. Yeah, Perozzo, he got a good arm. Yeah, something was off there from the get-go. Gomes' pitch is high. It was ball four, so here come the Tarpons. First and second, no outs in the fourth. Second time through the order. I'm trying to make an adjustment. And now here comes Luis Alvarado, the pitching coach. While this mound visit occurs, let's tell you what's coming up in the rest of the series. Tomorrow, a $2 night. $2 select beer, hot dogs, soda, popcorn. Friday, Vets at the Mets, all vets in for free, plus kids run the bases after the game. Saturday is Scooby-Doo night. Mets will wear Scooby-Doo jerseys. Autographed, auctioned off to support United Against Poverty. We got a special video coming out in the next couple of days. Check the social accounts for that. Sunday, Easter brunch. Can't make it out for that. We'll show you the brunch on the broadcast. Tune in. And the first leg of the 12-game homestand. Back to the action on the field. Brian Sanchez will bat first and second. Nobody out. Mets leading 2-0 in the fourth. And a spin-around throw. Not in time. Arias checked back in. Sanchez 0-for-1 with the ground out. Trey Snyder at third playing in. Just beyond even with the bag. Let's go worry about the stolen base. Dome's going to spin around and look again, and that's it. That's the second disengagement. Dome was happy about that. So now Tarpons might be able to get that extra step in. Not have to worry about a pickoff throw. And there goes the double steal. The throw down to third base. Bad throw. Great save by Snyder as Arias is safe. And is he okay? Looks shaken up down there as he rolls over. And that headfirst dive. Snyder saved a run. And Arias on one knee being checked out. Oh, yeah, the collision right with Snyder's leg. Fortunately for Trey, he's okay. And Arias appears to be fine as well. So double steal for the Tarpons. Got the sense that that was coming. Especially as Dome exhausted the disengagement. So the tying run in the scoring position for Tampa. Brian Sanchez hits. 1-0 count. Dome's pitch is cut on and missed. We rewind this game to the bottom of the second. Mets already at 1-0. Bases loaded, no outs. Could only muster one more run, and the Tarpons find themselves in a position to now tie this game. And the 1-1 is fouled away off to the left. Dome could use a strikeout. Any out that doesn't result in a run crossing the plate. A 1-2, Sanchez flies it out of play left side. Dome strikes out Sanchez with the nasty slider down and in. Important strikeout for Dome as he gets Sanchez chasing. Strikeout number 2 of the afternoon. We are in the afternoon now. Game just turned 1 hour old. We are one out into the top of the fourth. Dylan Lewis, the batter. First pitch to him. Slider nubbed foul off the end of the bat. Strike one. For a game in which the Tarpons were making outs quickly, Mets weren't cashing in on chances. Game plodding along. Thought the pace would be a little faster. Holmes 0-1, slider, strike two. So he has found the pitch that he likes. The two in scoring position, no out situation. And now, Domes in a spot where it starts to tilt back in his favor. O-2, slider again, check swing. Looks like he held up, he did. Can't fault Dome for trying. Lewis 0-1 into the fly out to center. Lays off and is in a 1-2 count now. Foul ball off to the left. Another slider. Dome another 1-2. Lewis rolls it over, foul again. And Henriquez in left field will have to go retrieve another. Sent him to make the major leagues, right? You got ball boys down the line. We've got to pick those up. One, two again, and it's a ground ball to Rodriguez. He will scoop it, juggle it, get the throw off in time to retire Lewis, who brings home Arias from third base. The Tarpons are on the board. It's now 2-1. RBI ground out for Dylan Lewis. We'll send the tying run down to third base as well. And Perez will bring up Austin Green. Green 0-1 with a pop out. Dome's first pitch to him is popped up foul. Now to reach the stands, if not the roof. First and second, or second and third rather, nobody out. Tough to get through that without surrendering something. But if Dome can limit the damage to one run scoring ground out and keep the lead, it'd be a win for the Mets. One pitch, change up, tails outside. Swing and a miss, elevated fastball at 94 miles per hour. Best velocity of the day for Dome, pitching from the stretch. Green will use his timeout before digging back in. A 1-2. Right in there for strike three. Fastball at 95. Dome reached back for a little extra right there. That's good pitching. Tying run at second base, no outs. He stranded that runner on third base. The Mets maintain the lead. It's been trimmed to 2-1 halfway through the fourth. Mets turned about the bottom of the fourth. Mets have been setting themselves up, but not knocking the pins down today. 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position the first three innings at the plate. Tampa, meanwhile, 0-for-3 in those situations, so call it a slight push. Vincent Perozzo, Kevin Villavicencio, and Jeremy Rodriguez will bat against Sean Hermann. First pitch from Hermann, ball up and out. Danny Flatt hung in there, didn't he? 2 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts for the Tarpon starter. 60 pitches, 34 strikes. He walked Perozzo. And this ball hits Perozzo. Ouch! Right leg, and he is down for the moment. No avoiding that. And the fastball down, and Juliana Mangano, the trainer, will come out for a look. And Tampa had trouble yesterday with command on the mound. They walked 11. Today, now 3 walks plus a hit batter. Perozzo, like, you got to be a tough guy to be a catcher. So he will jog on down to first base. Gingerly. Now Villavicencio didn't really give us a chance much to talk about Kevin. But he started the season in High A Brooklyn. Did well, but when Jesus Baez was good to go through his progression, that was the swap. Baez up, Villavicencio down. First pitch, he takes the ball in. He came up first pitch last time up, bases loaded, no outs, and popped out on the infield. Rather the shallow center. Couldn't get it running. See if he can move the line this time around. 1-0 pitch, and he popped that one straight back. He was hitting .455 in Brooklyn. His last game there, he had a 3-hit game on Sunday. Probably got the unfortunate news that he'd be coming back down to St. Lucie. One thing to do, keep playing well and force the organization's hand to send him back up. Villavicencio maybe breaks his bat, loops it into left field, falling fast for a base hit. And muscles that one into shallow left field, dropping in front of Lewis. And for the third straight inning, the Mets have first and second. No outs. Put the leadoff man on in all four innings. They've set the table for the top of the lineup. Can they break through this time? Here's Rodriguez, who has been in the mix in both runs, scoring one and driving in the other. First pitch, he takes a fast strike. Singled in the first, stole second, scored on the Ewing double. His sacrifice fly in the second inning brought home Trey Snyder. And a very nice series. Herman will look around, step off. Yesterday, Rodriguez on 3 times, 2 walks, 2 runs. Drove in a run. Rolls one softly out to second. The flip for one. No return fire. Throw back to third base. Not going to be in time from Arias. So Montero shuffles it over to the shortstop covering second for the force outs. With Rodriguez's speed, not much hope. And smart decision there by Arias, seeing if he can't sneak one behind Perozzo. Was wise to it. So fielder's choice. 4-6, that'll erase Villavicencio from the bases. Mets have runners at the corners for Houck. Mets now 1-for-10 runners in scoring position. Houck 0-for-2. Herman's pitch is hit to right field. Will it be caught or stay playable? No, look out. The right fielder Green goes up into that net. And depending on your thought process, that's either a break or unfortunate for the Mets. If this ball's caught, the Mets are going to score a run. just a strike. Green appears to be okay. Now the wind definitely took that ball into the net. It was over green grass for a long time. 0-1 pitch, and Houck swings wildly at the slider and punches his bat. That is not his pitch. Well, it feels like Collins lived in the 0-2 count all series, and he still has had a productive series. So let's see if he can't bring in that run from third base. Herman certainly seeking a strikeout, and that ball just misses. It faded back, but low in the zone. 1-2. Pitch, and Houck's going to take ball two. That was the backup slider that nearly made its way in. Statcast did have it as a ball, though. It's a good take and a good non-challenge by Perez, the catcher. 2-2. Herman's pitch inside, and now they have the Mets too far off the base. Perozzo slides back in, and he's out. Well, Rodriguez looked like he was going to go. The look from Perez down to first, and then he fired to third. Look at that quick peek. And I'm not sure what Perozzo was really thinking. Maybe heading up to down the line to home plate if Rodriguez took off. So miscommunication there by the Mets, and it's a 3-2 count, and Houck will take ball four. That is a costly second out as the Mets one out runner at third is caught too far off the base. Rodriguez up to second. Houck, once again, down in the count 0-2, manages a good at-bat. Down to first he goes. So Jared Young, can he get the Mets off the hook here? He takes the ball outside. Relatively quiet day after yesterday, a flyout and a walk. Pitches in the dirt, two balls and no strikes. And going back to that Perozzo play and Rodriguez bouncing off of first, not sure what that's really trying to accomplish there. Maybe overthought it from both ends. 2-0 pitch, nowhere close, and this appears like the old pitch around, but for Herman, that's now seven balls in a row. Going back to the Houck plate appearance. I understand wanting nothing to do with Jared Young and the way he's swinging the bat. None of these have been particularly close, and then he's going to get back into strike zone for the first time in eight pitches. Rodriguez on second, and Houck on first. And that's ball four. Jared Young takes his second walk, second straight walk, and the Mets have loaded the bases. So this is a wacky inning, starting with Perozzo being hit, DiVincenzo singling. Then Rodriguez, a fielder's choice. Perozzo unfortunately picked off a third. And it sets the stage for A.J. Ewing, another two-out RBI opportunity. He has been money in these situations. Mets really need a hit with the runner in scoring position. First pitch, and he's not going to get one to hit. Ball one. Patience might be the best virtue here as Herman has totally lost the strike zone. Ewing will take a strike. Big spot here for the Mets. Bases loaded, two down. Leading by a score of 2-1, thinking they should be up on a much larger margin. Ewing will take a changeup for a strike. And a challenge by AJ. He thought this was a ball. And I think he's going to be right. That pitch missed by quite a bit. So successful challenge for Ewing. Ball missed such a wide margin they don't even list the inches and centimeters. Instead of 1-2, it flips to 2-1. Ewing will take the pitch further off the plate, and now Herman has worked himself into a tough spot. Got to come with it to a red-hot hitter, or else it's going to be a run. 3-1 pitch, and Ewing's going to swing away and foul out of the stadium. Now the action pitch of all action pitches. Rodriguez, Houck, and Young on the move. On the 3-2. Herman set. Payoff pitch. And he missed badly. Almost to the backstop. It's a run-scoring walk for Ewing. Rodriguez touches home, and it's 3-1 Mets. That's the third walk of the inning, plus a hit batter. And after the Mets really gifted Tampa an out, the pickoff play, Tarpon still can't manage to get through the inning unscathed. RBI number 2 of the day and number 14 of the season for Ewing. The bases are back loaded as Houck, Young, and Ewing have all walked consecutively. As Herman has lost the strike zone, and now Trace Wilhoit's going to bat. But first, we have the mound visit. Ryan Mossman, the pitching coach, is out. It's got to be frustrating for the Tarpons because they're facing a Mets offense right now in this stretch of the game that can't pick up a hit with the runner in scoring position. Instead, just walking the ballpark. So it's a gift. Both teams have scored in the fourth. This is a similar-looking inning to last night in the ninth when the Mets drew 6 walks. The 6 walks in this game. 17 in the series. It will be Wilhoit. 0-2 with the lineout and a strikeout. Wilhoit rips a ball foul and was all over it. A little too quick. You got to love those as a hitter. You got a pitcher who can't throw a strike. Coming off a mound visit, figure you're going to get one to hit, and he did. Just too fast. Trace yesterday, a 2-homer game. One pitch, cuts on it, and fouls it away. Foul tip, nothing in 2. We'll go back to last August, the Mets last time hitting a grand slam was A.J. Ewing to beat Palm Beach in a 9th inning rally. Herman's 0-2, and it's a breaking ball check swing, and Wilhoit is out. So the Mets, again, runners all over the place, but only scoring 1 run. Lead is back to 2, but it's just 3-1 after 4 innings as Herman works his way out of that jam. Folks, it looks like he's back. Jake Ricker is back, and he's going to take over the play-by-play in the fifth if he thinks he's ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, you're always ready, aren't you?
Always.
I called you a super utility player and a good sport.
Pitch here for Dome to start off the inning just a little bit low, and that is ball one as he faces off against Montero.
How many other minor league broadcasters broadcast appeared out there being a mascot and one inning later calling play-by-play?
Here's a swing and a foul ball. Looks like it got off the foot of Montero. That doesn't feel good. Hobbling around out there. Off that foul ball. Looks like he's okay, though. Well, you know, clutch needed some help. Had to get him ready to get him out there. All the kids out there were super excited. I saw him. He was signing autographs. And the kids, they had him signing baseballs, gloves.
Oh, the cat's out of the bag. I've told everybody that was you.
A shoe. He was signing shoes.
I told everybody it was you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't have to pretend. It took me about 3 seconds to let the cat out of the bag.
Montero back in the box. Set to go here for this 1-1 pitch. On its way. Looking ball inside. Called for a strike and a challenge right away from Montero. He thinks this was a ball. That pitch looked pretty good from up here. We'll take a look. And it is a strike. Just catching the outside corner of the zone. About a quarter of the ball in. So Tarpons lose a challenge.
They're down to one. Use wisely.
One miss set. For the 1-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him on the slider. A great pitch. Breaks out of the zone and it's a strikeout.
Yeah, a lot of pitching to contact for Nate Dome early, but quietly now he struck out three of his last four batters. And he's been using that slider to great effect.
Slider, one of the best strikeout pitches in baseball, I think. Just breaks out of the zone. Carries too far away. Hitters can't get to it. Here's Matthews now for the Tarpons. Takes this pitch outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. That one misses too far outside. 2-0 now. 3-1 Mets lead. Here into the fifth inning. Pitch is taken for a strike. Firing that one in there. 94 miles an hour. He's pitched very good throughout this game. 2-1. This is outside. 3-1. It'll hop on the mound. A little frustrated. He can't quite find the zone as much as he'd like right now. One pitch is fouled off. Matthews got a piece of it. And that'll bring it to a full count. 3-2. Payoff pitch is fouled off. Matthews getting a piece of it. 0-for-1 so far today. This is a more closely contested ball game than last night. Expecting more from this series. Payoff once more. Taken outside for ball four. Breaking ball that did not break enough. And it's a walk issue to Matthews. So that'll put a runner on first with one out. That'll bring Gonzalez to the plate. It and the first pitch on its way to Gonzalez. Right over the heart for a strike. And is ahead 0-1. Runner on first with one out here. Mets lead it by two. A one. And it's fouled off. Look at the stands. Look out. Ahead on Gonzalez, 0-2. He set in the pitch. Slider that breaks too far outside, 1-2. That's trying to keep us at a 2-run lead. And a swing and a miss for strike three. Picks out another strikeout, his second of the inning. It's the high fastball, and Gonzalez can't catch up to it. Now it's Pastor for the Tarpons to try and salvage the inning. I'm trying to shut it down. And a swing and a miss on a first pitch fastball. Quickly ahead, 0-1. I love the aggressiveness we've seen from the St. Lucie Mets pitching staff over the course of this early season. Especially tonight. Or today, I should say. 0-1. This is outside. Evens up the count at 1-1. Kids still cheering loud down there. On one pitch, in the dirt, and that is ball two. Tarpons are looking for some more offense. Only with one hit. As Arias came around to score, he had the double. Store waits the 2-1 pitch. And he takes it at the knees for a called strike. That'll leave it to count at 2-2. I'm set. And a quick pickoff move to first. Back in safely and plenty of time is Matthews. Holds and out the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. His third strikeout of the inning. And that will end the fifth. Gives up the walk. But the Mets are able to get him stranded out on first. Mets lead 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on Education Day at Global Park. Back down Clover Park, Mets will swing the sticks here in the bottom of the fifth. They lead 3-1. Leading off this inning is Trey Snyder, 1-for-2 so far today. Pitcher Merman misses high, and it's 1-0 now to Snyder.
Jake, should I do the broadcaster stats I sent you last night?
Yes.
Find them.
Oh, wait, those stats, no. 1-0 pitch misses too far inside, and it's now 2-0 to Snyder. Then it comes set. Mets looking for a little more insurance. Snyder chopping ground ball, backed up and fielded by Matthews, who throws the first. It's in time for out number one of the inning.
Well, Jake, when you go back to last Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday's game, the prior three games, I called 14 innings, you called 12. Mets scored 28 total runs. And I called 27 of the run scoring plays. You called one. One out of 28, Jake, so let's get the offense going for you, huh?
Here's a pitch just on the outside part of the plate that's taken for a strike by Jonathan Henriquez. I don't know what it is. The Mets just not able to score runs for whatever reason when I take over. And there's a swing and a miss on the 0-1 changeup. It's 0-2 now to Henriquez. I have a feeling, though, this is the inning. Pitch is in the dirt, and it's 1-2 now.
You got innings 5, 6, and 7, so we got some time here.
Well, I will say, it's not all. I have called a walk-off grand slam from A.J. Ewing last season.
It's true.
So there is offense to be had. It just comes in big moments. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Henriquez down to a knee. And he is out number two in the inning.
Well, even today, Jake, the first four innings that I broadcasted play-by-play, the leadoff man got on every time. They had first and second in innings 2, 3, and 4. And you take over the play-by-play, and it's 2-up, 2-down.
What are you trying to say? I should go back and have Clutch come back out?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe that's... it's gone that far down the rabbit hole here.
And it's set to face off against Perozzo. Perozzo takes his first pitch for a ball. Was that a little bit of a Soto shuffle from Perozzo I just saw?
I think he's been doing that before Juan Soto showed up in a Mets uniform.
1-0 pitch.
A little bit.
Away, yeah, a little movement with his foot and then a look towards the pitcher.
Hey, whatever it takes to lock yourself into knowing what the pitch is. He's been on base twice.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of this. I'll have to ask Perozzo where this came from. 2-0 misses to the backstop. 3-0 now.
Walked in the second. He was hit the first pitch in the fourth and be heading for another free pass.
And the other problem, folks, with Adam always talking about how I cannot get run score when I'm on play-by-play. 3-0 pitch misses high, and there's another free pass for Perozzo. Is that a lot of people who work here at the ballpark listen to the broadcast, and they pick up on this. And then I'm down doing something else, and I hear, Jake, why aren't we getting runs scored when you're on play-by-play? So this gets picked up.
What do you tell them? Sorry?
Basically.
Okay.
Pretty much. Pitching change here for the Tampa Tarpons. Day is done for Herman. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the new pitcher in on the fifth. New pitcher on for the Tampa Tarpons is Brady Kirtner. He will take over here and face off against Kevin Nuvicencio.
Kirtner, what could have been a Mets draft pick in 2023, 12th round, didn't sign. Could have been a St. Lucie Met. So he's a Tampa Tarpon.
And now he's with the Tarpons and facing the St. Lucie Mets. First pitch, ground ball, nice stop by Matthews. He'll fire over to first. That is out number three. So Kirtner comes in, one pitch, and ends the inning. Mets still lead 3-1. We head to the sixth here at Clover Park. Now here on Education Day at Clover Park. It's a new pitcher on here for the St. Lucie Mets, Frank Ellison. He'll take over on the mound in the sixth.
And what a start for Dome. Mets' longest outing by a starter this year, by any pitcher this year. Five innings, one hit, one run, two walks, and six punchouts. He had it from the get-go.
First pitch here misses just outside. And it's 1-0 now to Arias.
Dome only 64 pitches through five innings. He had the breezy 9 up, 9 down to start the game. Three perfect innings with only 23 pitches. That definitely helped.
1-0, and it's fouled off. Anytime you can put up six strikeouts through five innings, that is very impressive stuff.
Yeah, and they all came late. He struck out five of his last seven batters. Only struck out Arias to start the game. Didn't have another strikeout until one out in the fourth, and then started mowing him down.
So it's set in the 1-1. Called strike three, a challenge though, just caught that outside part of the plate. We'll see if it stands. I think this one's going to be close. It is a ball. So a challenge one for the Tarpons. 0.6 just outside the zone. So Arias stays alive. It's 2-1 now. This pitch taken just a little bit too low, and that'll bring the count to 3-1. Big cut and a miss. The count is now run full, so after two balls, also comes back with a challenge fastball over the heart of the plate, and he wins it. Payoff pitch. He struck him out. A swing and a miss from Arias. Elsalt starts off the inning with a strikeout.
Yeah, well, Frank throws hard, and when he's in the strike zone, they have a tough time hitting him. He's now up to five full innings this year with that strikeout in 10 strikeouts in those five innings.
So fouls off this first pitch here against Perez.
It was really neat last week when the Mets were in Lakeland to face the Flying Tigers. Frank's brother, also a pitcher, Lucas Ellisalt, a reliever for the Flying Tigers, so they got together. Saw them both before the game a few times.
And one pitch, fouled off. They're always fun on those sibling rivalries.
They did not pitch in the same game, a couple of days apart. I think Frank won the battle, though. Lucas pitched well. They went into four innings against the Mets in relief. The Mets finally got to him in a three-run eight.
Salt set in the 0-2. This is high, and that's one and two now.
Yeah, but Frank and his time out there, 2 1/3 innings, a hit, a run, a walk in, five strikeouts against the Flying Tigers on a Friday night.
1-2 pitch, called strike three, and a challenge from the Tarpons. See if this stands. And it is strike three. Tarpons lose the challenge, and they are now out of challenges on the strikeout.
That's a really tough pitch to a right-handed hitter, isn't it? Perfectly placed. That's now four straight strikeouts between Dome and Ellisalt.
Cruising right along. Here's Brian Sanchez now for the Tarpons. 0 for 2 so far. Takes a pitch inside. So that's one and out. Well,
Sanchez struck out his last time up, and since then the Tarpons have put one ball in play. Everybody else has either struck out or one walk in there.
One 0 pitch fouled off. Sanchez late on it. Evens up the count at 1-1.
Just tells you the importance. The pitching staff this week to throw strikes against this Tarpons team that really has not hit yet this season.
So fires home the 1-1. And it's fouled off. Well, it's something we've been preaching all the time, Adam, up here in the broadcast booth. The most important thing sometimes for these pitchers is to throw strikes. Get it over the plate, let your defense work behind you. It's paid off for the Mets so far in this one. 1-2, outside.
Yeah, the Mets had some trouble in that opening weekend series against Jupiter, some walks, but much improved last week against Lakeland, and good to start this series at least.
2-2 pitch, lined into right field, racing over is Young. That's going to be down and up over the wall for a ground rule double. So the strikeout streak comes to an end on the double from Sanchez.
That's a good piece of hitting. Stayed with the cutter. It's actually out of the strike zone.
Cutter down below the zone, and Sanchez went down and got it. And now Perozzo's going to head out to talk things over with Ellisalt. Four straight strikeouts between Mets pitchers. Elsa comes into the sixth with back-to-back strikeouts and then a tough ground rule double. And which also, with the wind the way it's blowing right now, pushed it further right and made it a tough run for Jarrett Young out in right field.
Usually that wind is going out or normally in from right. It's kind of cutting across. It's different today. What we're used to.
Lewis takes the first pitch for a strike. Tarpons down by two. It's trying to keep it that way. With two outs here in the top of the sixth and a runner on second. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. A great slider down in the zone.
Well, Dome, when he needed weak contact or no contact, he liked going to the slider. It's a nice pitch by Ellisalt. Continue that against the Tarpons.
Salt a look to second. Now the 0-2 home. And it's a shallow liner cut by Rodriguez for out number three, and that will end the inning. Mets strand the runner at second. They still lead it by two as we head to the bottom of the sixth here at Clover Park. Back now here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Jeremy Rodriguez will lead it off for the St. Lucie Mets. That's
all right, looking. Jake, go for it. Get the Mets some runs with your play-by-play, Jake. I believe in you.
This is the inning. First pitch on its way to Rodriguez, taken for a strike, and I know in one. Rodriguez shown some great offensive ability. Takes this pitch low for ball one. He's one for two so far today, batting .281 on the season. Now a ground ball that's fielded by the first baseman Gonzalez, and he steps on first for out number one. Rodriguez down on the ground out, now Colin Houck. Designated hitter for St. Lucie up to the plate. Swings and misses on a first pitch fastball behind 0-1. Takes this breaking ball high, ends up the count at 1-1. Houck, who had a great day last night with a triple and a home run, still looking for his first hit in this one. Did draw the walk in the fourth. 1-1 pitch, big cut. He's behind 1-2. Houck takes a timeout, try and take a quick breather. And a 1-2 pitch in the dirt, bounces in front of Perez. He blocks it. Count even at 2-2. And this pitch taken just at the knees for a called strike three. And out down on strikes.
Statcast says it was in the strike zone, so tough pitch to hit. That's one that, you know, how good he didn't challenge, but next time we'll have to at least offer it to try to poke it foul and get a better pitch the next time.
Jared Young now swings at the first pitch he sees. It's a shallow fly ball in the left field, and it's down foul. And that one carried a little bit. Thought maybe there was a chance for it to be caught, but it gets away from Matthews, the baseman who was trying to chase it down.
And trying to get a pitch to hit. He's walked the last two times up.
Takes this pitch here in a fourth called string. 0-for-1 so far, but with two walks, both in the third and the fourth inning. And now he takes this pitch in the dirt.
Yeah, game plodding along slowly. So because of the walks, 3-1 score. Mets have had traffic all over the bases, really haven't been able to take advantage of that. Manufactured some runs, but left ducks on the pond. Only 5 hits for St. Lucie today, and only 2 for Tampa.
1-2 pitch. Young fights it off.
Really, the story of this one is the Tarpons first 3-4 innings making the pitches when they had to, holding the Mets 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position.
Young fights off another on the 1-2. Mets a lot of opportunities early. They got 3 across in the first couple innings. But they've had a chance for a lot more. Tarpons have kept them at bay. Turner set for the 1-2. And Young chops this one right to Gonzalez. He'll take it to first, and that's in time for out number 3. So it's a 1-2-3 inning. We will head to the 7th here at Clover Park. Rolls along here at Clover Park on Education Day as we get set for the top of the 7th. Elsoff back out on the mound for St. Lucie. He's pitched well since coming into the game. And they're getting up the double to Sanchez. He'll face off against Green. Spot off foul for strike number 1.
Some of the classes are heading for the exits. That tends to happen on Education Day. And I'll stick around to the very end. But good turnout today. A lot of energy in these kids.
A 1 pitch. And it's a fly ball into center field. Racing in is Ewing. He's underneath it, and he'll make the catch. Quick out number 1. That's a ball that might have been a tough play, but with AJ's speed, he got there in plenty of time. And now Montero for the Tarpons. Next at the plate. He gets a swing and a miss on a first pitch fastball, 93 from Ellisalt. So pounding away at the strike zone. A 1 pitch, hard ground ball that's underneath the glove of Houck, and that's in the left for a base hit.
That was on Trey before Really knew it was on him, and it had some sink on it, too. Missile. Clean, solid hit by Montero there.
Snyder over there at third base today, half DHing. So a base hit. There's a 101 off the bat. And now here's Matthews with a runner on first and one out. Take this pitch here for a strike. Strike the knees. The one pitch fouled off. All saw the head on Matthews, 0-2. Giving up the two hits. Everything else has been relatively easy outs. And the two strikeouts. Runner's going to go. Pitches inside. No throw to second. And it's a stolen base for Montero.
And Montero, really good jump. Not much Prozo could do trying to frame the pitch. And that's maybe a little fortunate that Matthews didn't get hit right there.
One ball, two strikes. Now a runner on second with one. Pitch on the way, and it's a hard ground ball, but foul.
Ball was skirting down the third base line and narrowly missed the bag, about a foot or two. Tampa only three hits on the day, but their pitching, when it's needed to be, has come up clutch, and they're, an old saying, a bloop and a blast away. Tying this thing up.
Salt trying to prevent that from happening. Look to second, now the 1-2 home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Ellisall picks up his third strikeout of the game on a beautiful slider down in the zone.
Yeah, we've seen some really good sliders today from not only Ellisall, but also Dome. And the Tarpons have had trouble with those pitches. There's not a lot of loopiness in those pitches. They're sharp. It makes it tougher to hit. So now Ellis saw the chance to work around that single and stolen base.
First pitch, check swing, and on appeal, did not go around. Gonzalez holds up, and it's 1-0.
Pitch was in the strike zone, so I think if you ask for the check swing, you can then come back and ask for a challenge if you do it quickly.
Let's decide not to challenge. And a 1-0 runner's going to go. Swing and a miss. Perozzo shaking up on the play. And did not make an attempt to throw that ball. And now they're going to send back Montero.
Foul ball, Perozzo. That's why he couldn't corral it. He squeezes that. And it is a foul tip, and certainly Montero can take the third base. That's, despite Perozzo getting nicked there, benefit.
See if Montero tries to maybe go again. 1-1, pitch on the way. A fly ball up over the top of Silver Park. I saw the head on Gonzalez, 1-2.
You wonder now if it's slider time.
It's been the go-to pitch. Mets pitchers have thrown it very well. One, two, popped up in on the infield. Rodriguez underneath it. He's going to make the catch for out number three. The Tarpons get a single, but the Mets come back. Ellisall with a strikeout, and now they head to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time at Clover Park. now here at Clover Park as we're set for the bottom of the seventh. A.J. Ewing, the man of the hour, will lead things off for St. Lucie.
Jake, your last inning of play-by-play today. Mets in your first two done of a hit. So, come on, Jake. You can do this.
Kruger back on the mound for the Tarpons. First pitch is inside Ewing, and it's 1-0.
I mean, come on. I called three A.J. Ewing at-bats. I got a double, a single, and a base little walk out of him. Come on, Jake. Come on.
1-0 pitch. And that is taken for a strike. Just dropped in there. It's even a 1-1. Well, if there's anybody that can help me out as the Mets runs, it is A.J. Ewing. Been on base all three times today. And he takes this pitch for another strike. Good ball that gets in there.
It is tough to get on base four times in a game. And Brady Kertner here, you can see why the Mets liked him enough to draft him 12th round 2 years ago. Been pitching very well.
They're trying to do get on first base. 1-2, called strike three, a challenge by Ewing. Thinks this was a ball. And I think he is going to be right.
He's already won a challenge today. Make it two.
That's with another challenge win, and A.J. will get to see at least another pitch. Gets away from the strikeout.
Best use of a challenge right there to bail yourself out of a strikeout that was a missed call.
Count is now moved to 2-2. Pitch on the way from Kertner. A.J. taps a foul. Two balls and two strikes. A.J.'s batting average up to .457 on the season.
Is that good?
Very. Very impressive stuff. He has been electric to start this season. And clutch. 2-2, taking high.
Well, the on-base percentage today coming in was .500, so that's gone up.
And A.J., who was called on the strikeout, has turned this into a full count now after the one challenge. Payoff pitch. Ewing, line drive, and it's through for a base hit. Ewing's going to take a turn and head towards second. As this ball rolls all the way into the corner, Ewing's going to go for three. Here comes the relay throw. Slide down, not in time. And it's a triple for A.J. Ewing. Have a night.
Well, A.J., that ball got wedged down there in the corner. Long run for Green. It did not kick out. A.J. knew it, but this was going to be a close play. When that relay hit Montero, Ewing was not quite halfway to third base. I think a good throw would have got him. But, of course, it was not a good throw. Overthrown, and unfortunately for the Tarpons, didn't surrender the Little League home run for the second straight day. Backed up by Kertner, but big chance for the Mets to add to the lead.
Infield in now for the Tarpons with Will Hoyt at the plate. First pitch is taken for a ball.
And more importantly, a chance for the Mets to score a run on Jake Ricker's watch.
I feel like we need some confetti. If it happens. 1-0 pitch. This is in the dirt, 2-0.
And look, you saw on the replay and in real time, Gonzalez was not that far off from making a stupendous play at first base. It was very close to being a great out number one on the Tampa defense.
Couldn't quite get the accuracy down, so it's a triple for Ewing. 2-0 to Will Hoyt. That's taken for ball three. Now Will Hoyt has put himself in a very favorable hitter's count. See if he swings on 3-0. He's 0-for-3 so far today. Partner set, and here's the pitch. And that is taken for ball four. So Will Hoyt draws the walk. And the Mets will have runners on the corners with nobody out.
Yeah, and Tampa, you know, down to its last two innings at the plate. Offense hasn't done much. Down two runs. You know, how are they going to play this? It looks like the middle infield might back up so they can surrender a run for double play ball. But I think they're going to rethink that as the shortstop Arias moves back in. They might have to play for the out at the plate.
Trey Snyder takes this one, gets away to the backstop. A.J. Ewing coming to the plate, diving in. Saved! A.J. Ewing gets in!
What a slide! What a slide to beat the tag by Perez. This was an all-time kickback. All-time kickback off the backstop. Look at that swim move with the left arm.
Wild pitch.
Wow.
Was in there plenty of time, but AJ beats him on the swim move.
It's a wild pitch to score a run, and the umpire, Jose Sandoval, give him credit. He was right. I mean, that obviously the catcher was there in time. I'd say 90% of the time, without the benefit of minor league umpires having replay, they'll give the benefit to the player who was there first. But that was the right call. That was a missed tag and a great slide by Ewing.
Meanwhile, Wilhoit did move up to second on the wild pitch, and now it's 1-0 to Snyder. 4-1 is the Mets' lead. They've extended it.
Oh, the Mets already had Vincent Perozzo, you know, picked off third base for an out. You cannot make the first out of an inning at home plate in a game this tight. That was just a bad break for the Mets that ball came that far back. It should have been an easy run.
2-0 pitch misses outside, and now it's 3-0 here to Snyder.
There's some backstops around the Florida State League and in baseball in general that are cozier, that can give you that ricochet shot, but Clover Park, really not one of them. So for that ball to bounce where it did to give Perez a shot, really incredible.
And this pitch is taken for ball four.
And now for the Mets, a chance to break things open as we get late in this game.
Snyder draws the walk. They'll put runners on first and second. And now we are going to have a pitching change here for the Tampa Tarpons. That'll do it here for Kirtner. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The new pitcher for the Tarpons.
Too many warm-up pitches there for new reliever Cade Austin. He's been dinged with an automatic ball. Like Jose Sandoval, the umpire, told him no more, and he threw one anyways.
Not the way you want to start coming in.
We talked about that a couple series ago with Jake, that the pitchers, that's a routine. Maybe accept the ball to stay in routine.
So it's 1-0 to Henriquez here. And he'll take this pitch for a strike on the outside part of the plate.
So here it is for the Mets. They've had ducks on the pond all day, haven't done much. They've squeaked across runs on sac fly, the wild pitch. They start to put some hits together now.
There's the 1-1. Henriquez will take it for a strike, and it's now 1-2.
A.J. Ewing in the first with an RBI double. That's the Mets' hit for a run. Rodriguez the sac fly in the second. bases loaded walk for AJ in the fourth, and then that wild pitch here in the seventh.
1-2, swung on and missed for strike three. Enriquez down on strikes. That is out number one in the inning. Here's Vincent Perozzo. He has reached base all three times he has been at the plate. A walk, a hit by a pitch, and another walk.
Go back to the AJ Ewing triple. It's not that far off from coming up again. We might have a chance depending on how this inning and the next unfolds. A homer away from the cycle. Only been one in the history of the team.
Rosso trying to extend this inning to help give him a chance to do that. Rosso is ahead 1-0. Big cut from Perozzo. Misses this one. Evened up the count at 1-1.
Of course, the Mets right now at the 4-1 lead in the seventh here, hoping not to have to bat in the ninth, which AJ would be guaranteed to do if that were the case.
Look to second, now the 1-1. Perozzo takes this one low. Now it moves to 2-1.
You'd rather the Mets put this game away, get A.J. Ewing up in this inning or the eighth. And not up to bat.
To one pitch, line drive all the way down to right field. Is it fair? No. Just hooks a little bit too far to the right, and it's a foul ball. Well, Perozzo got all of that one just a little bit too early.
He did, but he seemed to know soon after that it was hooked.
Two and two. See if Perozzo can straighten that out. He gets another pitch in a similar spot. And he crushes this one again to right field. High in the air, but it's going to hook too far foul.
I don't know if that one had the distance either, but it was close. And he's now trying to hit that ball into the teeth of the wind. A slight shift in the wind coming more straight in from right.
Wind doing him no favors to help him out. But two balls hit very well into right, just have hooked too far foul. Remains a 2-2 count. Two hard ground ball, this one foul again.
Keeps it on the ground this time and still can't get it fair. He's on it though. That was the closest yet to being a fair ball.
Three pitches, three hit balls from Perozzo, all foul to the right side. Two in the air, one on the ground. And we'll do the 2-2 once more. Austin trying to fight off against Perozzo. He comes set. A look to second. And now kicks and deals. Taken outside.
He is doing that Soto shuffle, isn't he?
that was one of the biggest ones.
Yeah, looked like he was heading to the mound. Again, whatever gets the mind right and locks you in, and he's had a good day at the plate, seeing the ball well.
Full count to Perozzo. One out, two runners on. Here in the seventh. Let's lead 4-1. Payoff pitch. Perozzo lines it right back up the middle. It's through for a base hit. And the stop sign goes up. They're going to hold Wilhoit over at third. Wilhoit hesitated for a moment.
Yeah, I think Trace maybe got concerned about where the shortstop was, Arias. That ball is right over the middle, and you know that he can't be over there because of the pie slice. There's really no need to worry about where he was up the middle. He could have been off on contact and scoring. It's been that kind of day for the Mets with runners on base, right? Like even when they get the hit, they don't end up getting a run. Now, would Wilhoit have been given the green light if he had been off and not paused, perhaps? Perhaps. That was scorched pretty well, but man, Perozzo, what a day at the plate for him.
Here's Kevin Villavicencio now at the plate. Takes his first pitch for a strike.
Kevin up for the fourth time in his return to the team, and second time with the bases loaded. Last time a harmless pop out that didn't get a run. He's got the chance to bust this thing wide open.
Did have a single back in the fourth inning. A one pitch, swing, and got a piece of it. And it's 0-2. He falls behind here against Austin. Mets trying to open the floodgates here. They lead 4-1. Bases are loaded with one out. Top of the lineup, two up. Now time is called here by Vicencio. He's set to go back in the batter's box. He awaits the 0-2 pitch. There it is from Austin. In the dirt, gets away, but not far enough this time. Quickly on it was Perez, so no runners will advance.
That's a nice job by Perez to keep that in front. That was spiked. Could have easily gone off to the backstop and given the Mets another free run this inning. Already one scoring on a wild pitch, but that's two good bounces for Perez in this inning with the runner at third.
1-2 now. Sunset and the pitch. Vicencio chops it foul. Count to remain at 1-2. Mets looking for some insurance runs. Big opportunity to do it here. Vicencio was batting over 400 in Brooklyn. Takes this pitch low. Even up the count at 2-2. Long drawn out battle. Pitch clock winding down. Here's the pitch. Vicencio's shallow chopper. This one is going to be fielded barehanded. No play! And it's an infield single. Well, Vicencio, as the run comes home, it's 5-1 Mets.
I mean, you want to talk about some tough luck for Tampa and a good break for the Mets. And infield drawn in, and they still can't even get off a throw. That's how perfectly placed that ball was. And as always, once those slow balls, bouncers get past the mound, it becomes really tough. So just a good break for the Mets. And after some tough luck early in this game, runners in scoring position, now they're getting some good breaks.
And now here is Jeremy Rodriguez. Top of the lineup for the Mets. Rodriguez 1-for-3 so far today. And he flies the first pitch he sees into shallow left field. This one is going to be caught, tagging. No, going back now to third is Snyder. Now number two.
And good hold by Trey. And Lewis, all momentum going forward as he ran in to catch that, looking straight down the line. It's a good throw coming in, cut off.
Now here's Colin Houck, still looking for his first hit today. Did reach on a walk in the fourth. An opportunity here as the bases remain loaded. Two outs now in the inning. First pitch to Houck, fouled off, took a big swing, just got a piece of it.
Yeah, well, Colin, you know, those two big hits early in the game yesterday, especially the home run high at the batter's eye. He was tardy on a couple of fastballs. They left a breaking ball over to him. They've thrown him more fastballs today early in the count.
A one pitch, flying high into the air, shallow center field. Underneath it is Montero, and he catches it going down to a knee. A little tough fly ball, but it is caught for the out. That'll end the inning Mets scored two. And we will head now to the eighth with the Mets up 5-1.
New pitcher for the Mets in the eighth inning now. It's Chandler Marsh. Two scoreless innings pitched by Frank Ellisalt. Mets have added to the lead with the two-run seventh. Jake got some runs to call there. There's a check swing by Duncan Pastore. Pastore 0-2 from the ninth spot. Oh, that catch by Montero in the sun, with the bases loaded and two outs off the bat of Houck, that might have saved any hope for the Tarpons if they want to come back in this game, because if that drops, and it nearly did, everybody's scoring. And it could that close to being an 8-1 blowout game right now. Tampa's still in it. 0-2 pitch from Marsh, and it's a line drive into center field. A.J. runs to it, makes the catch, and Pastore's retired. Chandler Marsh, 22 years old, from Greensboro, North Carolina, pitched for the Georgia Bulldogs. Go Dogs! Four games already this season, unscored upon. His outings have been short. Four games, 3 2/3 innings. No walks, four strikeouts. No hits. It's a swing and a miss on a fastball here, 0-1. Arias today has scored the lone Tampa run. He hits one hard on the ground, but right to the second baseman, Villavicencio. Two down. This Mets bullpen has been good this season, with the exception of the hiccup by Wilson Lopez last week. Five-run, eighth inning for the Flying Tigers on a Thursday. It's been a lockdown performance by this group. Fastball for a strike. We have a shake of the head, but no helmet tap. It doesn't matter. Tampa's out of challenges anyways. No one pitch. Broken back ground ball charging as Rodriguez gloves. Gets rid of it, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. Blink if you missed it, as Edwin Perez is retired. Mets leading by four. We'll look for insurance in the home eighth when we come back. Gorgeous day at Clover Park. Temperature still not in the 80s. 78 degrees, breezy. Couple of patchy clouds here and there. As we're going to have a pinch hitter, Simone Juan. We'll bat for Jared Young. Young's rehab day is done. Two walks, flat, and a ground out. He's likely ticketed for the upper levels after today. And Juan will take strike one. So we get a little bit closer to a true St. Lucie team. As Kate Austin dumps in a couple of strikes. It's leading 5-1. As Juan fouls one back. It's trying to go up 2-0 in a series. And if you can believe this, if the Mets can shut it down in the top of the ninth, they will be above 500 for the first time since they were 1-0 last year, above 500. And the first time since the end of the 2022 season, they're better than 500 this deep into a season. Never above 500 in 2023 and quickly below 500 in 2024. I actually looked it up, Jake. They got to 12-12 in 2024. They had a nice little run.
They did.
And then that streak of 22 losses in 24 games hit. Once some of the pitchers went up and once Morbido got promoted. Some tough times. A 1-2, and Juan fouls one up. And Perez, holding mask in hand, will do a juggling act. But make the play.
Well, here he comes, Adam.
All right, home run for the cycle. Then one in the history of the team, Marvin Seal in 2000. Jared Young yesterday fell a home run short of the cycle. He didn't get the at-bat. He was out of the game after his fifth inning single. Ewing will take a fastball for a strike. He's going to challenge. He's already won two today. Let me see if this one is good or not. Oh, yeah. AJ 3-for-3 and challenges on his own.
That one well out of the zone. Good challenge there from AJ. He makes it a 1-0 count.
His whole game right now clicking. Ewing with the drive deep in the left towards the pole, but slicing foul. A little short, anyways. Yeah, so AJ today, a double in the first, a single in the third. He walked with the bases loaded in the fourth. He tripled in the seventh. He slid home on the pitch of the backstop where he was beaten to the plate but had the swim move. He's made the plays in center field. He's stolen a base. He's won three challenges. I mean, this is he the best player in the Florida State League right now? He might be.
I would argue to say so.
2-1 pitch. He nubs it over the mound to the waiting Arias, who flips to first, and it cannot be scooped at first base by Gonzalez.
That is some fantastic hustle there by A.J. Ewing on a ball that, you know, more than likely would have been an out, but he hustled down there in the first, made the Tarpons rush that throw. They couldn't scoop it, and he ends up on first.
Now waiting the scoring decision. It was a slow roller. Ewing's fast. Arias still with the better throw would get him. Ewing is aboard. No home run, no cycle, as Will Hoyt comes up and hits a rocket right to the third baseman. Matthews goes to second for one. The whip throw by Montero. It's a double play. One pitch later, 6-4-3 off the bat of Will Hoyt. And that will send this game to the ninth, where the Mets will try to close it out and get above 500 this deep into a season since 2022. go in the top of the ninth. Chandler Marsh, dog is barking. 7 pitches, 7 strikes, a 1-2-3 eighth. Remember yesterday in the ninth inning, Hoss Brewer, a 3-pitch 1-2-3 top of the ninth to finish it off. Mets leading 5-1. They've led since the first inning. It's Brian Sanchez. Ground rule double last time up. Takes the ball outside. It'll be Sanchez, Lewis, and Green trying to start the rally for the Tarpons. Mets trying to go up 2-0 in this series. Fly ball hitting to center. Ewing running, still going. And he makes the catch in left center field gap. Not well struck, but 4 up, 4 down for Chandler Marsh. 1 down in the top of the ninth. AJ is tied up. Baseball player having himself a start to his season. Everything. Tracking these balls in the outfield. That's kind of been lost in the great offensive performance. But wrangle that one without an issue. Now Lewis swings and misses at the slider for strike one. Mets looking for their 5th win in 7 games after a 1-3 start. And they were looking down the barrel of a 1-4 start when they were trailing the Flying Tigers last Wednesday by 3 in the 8th. Came back to win in 11. Kept the ball rolling since. And the two losses they've had in there. On Sunday, they had the bases loaded in the ninth inning, down 1. Couldn't quite finish the comeback. The other loss, they were up by 5 in the 8th and lost the handle on it. 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. That will dispatch Lewis. 2 up, 2 down. And Marsh stalking around the mound, trying to make this a 6-out end of the game situation, non-safe spot. He's 1 out away. Austin Green's all that's left in the way, and he takes the ball inside. He's essentially been perfect in all his appearances. The 1-0 is a rocket down the right field line. That's going to land a few feet foul. Loud strike. This game started at 11:10 a.m. on Education Day with a lot of kids hooting and hollering. Most have departed. Some have remained. Marsh, the 1-1. Breaking ball. Misses. 2 balls and a strike. That actually caught the strike zone if the Mets had challenged it. They have 2 left. 2-1 to Green. This one in the strike zone, and the Mets are now a strike away. And putting this game to bed early. Not even the 2 o'clock hour yet. Marsh, the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, struck him out, and the game is over. The St. Lucie Mets defeat the Tampa Tarpons 5-1 on Education Day at Clover Park. They go up 2-0 in the series. They've won 5 out of 7, and the St. Lucie Mets are above 500 at 6-5. Got to go back to 2022, last time they were this deep into a season above 500. The only time since was 1-0 last year. This team's rolling right now. At the bat swinging, maybe the best player in the Florida State League, and A.J. Ewing leading the charge today. Pitching was dominant between Dome, Ellisall, and Marsh, combining for 3 hits. A.J. Ewing on base 4 times today. Catalyst for the offense. And the Mets form that happy high five line once again here at Clover Park. Back-to-back days. Mets improved to 6-5. Tampa drops to 5-6. Winning pitcher Nate Dome, congrats to him. 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. He gets his first professional victory. Ella Salt with 2 scoreless. Marsh finishes off in the non-safe spot with 2 scoreless innings of his own. Danny Flats, the starter for the Tarpons, takes the loss. So, 2-0 Mets series lead. another win this week guarantees them a split. Two more wins guarantees them a series victory. Boys are hot right now. And we will send it down to Jake Ricker, who is standing by with the star of today's game, A.J. Ewing. AJ, like a pro, handling the Gatorade bath and going right back and answering Jake's question. We appreciate AJ stopping by. What a great game he had. Postscript on his day, him reaching base in the eighth, ruled an error on Arias. It was the game's only error for either side. Take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap up the Mets' 5-1 Education Day win over the Tar Heels. Back at Clover Park, putting a wrap on this Education Day. There's Crazy Kenny down there, the mayor of Clover Park. Going to have a word with Bobby Dodd, grounds crew. Mets win today's game 5-1 over the Tampa Tarpons. Take a 2-0 series lead. Let's dive into the highlights. Mets got a run early after 17 runs last night. They come out of the gates, and who else but A.J. Ewing belts this 2-RBI double into the gap. With two out in the inning, 1-0 Mets. And Trey Snyder, nice game for him. On base a couple of times. He would single here in the second inning. He wound up stealing second and third and would score on a sac fly in the ballgame. So the Mets were up 2-0 in the second. Tampa got its one run on a ground out against Nate Dome as Kevin Villavicencio would dump one into left field. Villavicencio, a two-hit game in his return to the Mets. Green there, okay after that ball off the net. Barroso, though, he had a good game on base four times, but a big pickoff there. That kept Tampa in the game. Mets had a chance there in the game early to blow things open. Here's A.J. Ewing as the Mets were able to pull away late. They're going to score two runs in the seventh inning. Ewing with the triple. At that point, he was shy the second one. Here's the play of the game. Look at the bounce back. Look at the catcher get there in time and the swim move. Michael Phelps there in the pool with the swim move for A.J. Ewing. And he is safe. That made it a 4-1 game. And this is when you know you're living right. When the defense is drawn in with the bases loaded, you hit a ground ball in the infield and you still manage to get an RBI single out of it. That was Kevin Villavicencio adding the last run of the day. So, Jake, when it's going good, it's going good. I mean, the swim move by A.J. Ewing, even on the bad bounce back, that infield single by Villavicencio with the drawn in defense, still get a run out of it. And even on a day when the Mets went 3-for-16 with runners in scoring position, they found a way. And we praise A.J. Ewing, rightfully so, and the offense for setting themselves up today. But you look at it, I mean, the defense or the pitching was excellent. That trio of Dome, Ellisalt, Marsh, I mean, a three-hit performance with just one run on a ground out.
Got to get the mic up. Fantastic stuff from the Mets today. I mean, really, just on all sides of the ball. Even when a couple little things aren't going their way, they make adjustments and find a way to score runs, shut down the Tarpons. Everything went right for them. And again, A.J. Ewing, I know we've talked about him a lot, but you have to. How good he has been. I don't think he's going to be here much longer with the way he's been playing. It's been just absolutely fantastic. He said that it was a bad decision on his run home, but he made up for it with a fantastic swim move. Can't ask for much more than that.
You know, he said that, and I don't know if I agree with him, because the ball went to the backstop. I mean, that is an automatic go home. It was an all-time kick back by Perez, but A.J. made it work for himself because everything is working for A.J. right now.
He did, and you know, when even if he may have thought it was a bad decision, when you're playing that well, you find a way to make it work, and he's been fantastic. And hey, one game over 500 for the Mets, first time since 2022. This team's playing really well. Let's carry this momentum over into the rest of the week.
Yeah, one win away from a guaranteed split right now. Four games left in the series. Two more wins by the Mets, and they win the series. And this is as well as I've seen the St. Lucie Mets play as a team since 2022. So this team appears to have the pieces on the mound, the position players we've talked about all season. They're Trace Woolhoit's the only college guy, but all the young guys, the teenagers, the 20-year-olds, they're all performing at a really high level right now, and they've been boosted by the rehab guys who have shown a pathway of how to be professionals. And the ball is rolling right now for the St. Lucie Mets, and they'll try to continue it tomorrow. We're back to a normal start time tomorrow. We're going to go to our normal 6:10. It'll be our first $2 night of the season. Hopefully a buzz in the crowd. Good weather, of course, will continue. And the Mets will try to make it a three-game winning streak in this series against the Tarpons. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park. St. Lucie Mets beat the Tampa Tarpons 5-1 on Education Day. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday morning and afternoon. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your day.